This is WABF 928-9228 is our number. We're speaking with Jerry Garcia, commander of the American Legion, post 199. But please don't feel like you're interrupting us. Give us a call at 928-9228. You mentioned the third floor would be kind of like a VIP area of the new the restored building for members. And tell us about the other services that the American Legion provides. It's not just a place to go drink, as you were joking about, that we want the community to know how much more that the Legion does.
Oh, absolutely, and thank you for bringing that up. Some of the things that we are engaged with, especially up there, we're looking at the lessons learned from Hurricane Sally. We realized that how poorly prepared we were, as a organization to embed ourselves within the community and be more effective. In the past, we have done, the way I look at the American Legion here in Fairhope, we have a local focus, but, a regional reach. What I mean by that is the year that we got affected by Hurricane Sally, we had other disasters that struck Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and we assisted in every one of them. We did a collection of relief supplies for all those places. And then, of course, we were the last ones to get affected during that year. And even then, when we were down on one knee, we still managed to put an effort together consisting of Meals and Wheels. We engaged with local restaurants such as Tamara's and a couple of others, and food trucks, and we managed to put a collection together that was able to deliver Meals and Wheels throughout the county and places of need, and we managed to deliver over 3,500 meals post-Hurricane Sally.
Very impressive.
The last day of that effort was done at the American Legion, and we served that day alone. We served over 900 meals to first responders and members of the community.
Very nice.
So that is part of the engagement that we do. So that said, as we went forward looking at hurricanes, the potential for disasters in the area and at the local level, we decided to go ahead and establish an American Legion emergency response team. What that team does is planning in the event of a potential disaster, and how do we integrate ourselves within the community. We're currently working with the Baldwin County Emergency Response Team here, or the ERC, and we have members embedded within that center. And one of the things that was wonderful to acknowledge from the Baldwin County Emergency Center was the level of experience and expertise that is resident of the American Legion, because the veterans, they are experienced in communications, logistics, operations, disaster assistance, and those type of efforts. So they were very pleased to, have us engage with them as a matter of course, and do preparation and how to address future disasters here in the
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm. And what about the membership itself? How do you become a member? What's required of the Legion, a Legionnaire as well as a son? And what are the benefits?
Well, the benefits to that, of course, other than advocacy and service, which is still very much part of the Legion. For a Legionnaire, you're required to have served in the U.S. military, be a veteran, and that will enable you to go ahead and become a Legionnaire. For the Ladies Auxiliary and the SALs, the requirement is having had an immediate family member served in the U.S. military, and then that will enable them to become a member. Benefits, such as now, the summer concert series, our members do not pay admission fees, and there's a reason for that. They're kind of subsidized, if you will, because of all the effort that goes behind mm-hmm. the background, if you will. Because the other thing in here that I almost I was remiss in mentioning, the Ladies Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion are also very involved with the community in their own right, supporting their own specific areas of interest, as part of the Legion effort. And again, there's a bit of a benefit in the sense of belonging, but the greater part is the sense of advocacy and community support.
And so if an individual veteran has some kind of a need, they can also approach y'all for some assistance of a various nature.
That is true. You know, we assist not only veterans, but their family members as well, you know, when they have a need. And, of course, we review the case. And it goes on case-by-case basis. But that is the general intent, to assist anywhere we can, you know, within our means, of course. We have a specific account that is designed to deal with that. It's called Charities account within the American Legion,
mm-hmm.
and that is managed by a resource officer. So their job is to go ahead and be the first line of entry. They reach out to them. In this case, it's Joe Overstreet, and they lay out the need for assistance. Of course, that request for assistance can come through any member of the American Legion, as we've seen in the past. So it's not specifically tied to one member. In this case, Joe Overstreet, the resource officer. Anybody can be the point of entry for a request for assistance. And we've also assisted the community at large as well. We've assisted school systems, the need for uniforms for young kids. We assist the FOP on a regular basis, and we assist with other causes in fundraising here in the local area and within the county.
And while people may not realize it, you do have the inside facility. It's a temporary building, but you really wouldn't know it once you're in it. So it's a very nice building or canteen that you're using for the indoor facility up top on the bluff with a food truck. Tell us about that.
Yes, Lori, thank you for asking that as well, because that is what enabled us to retain our ABC license and reaffirm and ultimately obtain the health department permit to go ahead and optimize the service at the Tiki Bar again this year. So that canteen setup was critical for us, because it enabled us to retain the business moving forward and optimize them for this year in order to increase their revenue streams. The having the ability to go ahead and regain the Category 2 permit from the health department enabled us to go ahead and serve mixed alcohol down at the Tiki Bar, because the Tiki Bar is considered an extension of our temporary building.
Right,
so that was
right.
A wonderful thing.
So if you don't want to sit in the heat, which it's getting better, you can certainly enjoy inside the facility as well.
We do. And the other thing that we already have in place, you know, that we promote a lot of football seasons upon us again, and we do have the season pass for the NFL and as well as the SEC tickets, so come by and see us. We'll definitely be playing some of the games on our TVs.
Got a few TVs up and ready for that.
Absolutely.
Okay. You also have a post-reconstruction fund where people can actually make a donation via PayPal. Tell us about that.
Yes. What we did is one of the things, recognizing that a lot of times our community, or you know, people that come down and participate at the Tiki Bar or track what we do at the American Legion, always ask the question, okay, do you have a need in here? How can we assist? So what we did is we put a QR code on our Facebook page, and you're going to find that this weekend at the American Legion as well. All you got to do is put your phone in photo mode, scan the QR code, and it automatically leads you to the donation site. So your donations are not only encouraged, but welcome, and we certainly appreciate the support.
And I am looking at a link to the donations via the American Legion Post 199 Facebook page. And when you click on that, it opens up and gives you denominational choices, or you can pick your own.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. So we would like to invite everyone to open up their wallets and give a little bit. For the American Legion Post 199. This is WABF and Swap Shop. 928-9228 is our number. Please don't feel like you're interrupting our conversation. This is a call-in show, so give us a call and we'll be right back.
The City of Fairhope reminds you to take advantage of our free shuttle service Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. park in the parking garage and look for the shuttle, or give them a call at 850-6348. 850-6348. You'll be dropped off at your destination in the Central Business District downtown and picked up when you're ready to return to your car. The shuttle service number again, 850-6348. And now we're talking hemp with John MacArthur, owner of Fairhope Hemp.
Hemp has over 130 different cannabinoids. We're just dealing with like the five most prevalent, mm-hmm. which is CBD, CBG, CBN, CBC, and THC. Cool. And it's hemp-derived.
Right.
So per the 2018 Farm Bill Act, anything that is hemp-derived is legal. You might be embarrassed to ask, or questions that you've had answered by somebody else and just want maybe a second opinion,
mm-hmm.
come on down to Fairhope Hemp and let's talk about it. Let's talk about hemp and what it is, what it can do for you or a loved one, and see if it might be for you. I love talking hemp and I love helping people. I worked on people's cars for years and got so much enjoyment out of giving somebody some faith that they can crank their car up and go to work and pick their kids up at school and doing this hemp thing now. It's helping more people with something I think that's a lot more important, is your health. I mean, without your health, what do you have?
Fairhope Hemp, 505 Fairhope Avenue, part of the Veterans Initiative 22. So veterans receive 22% off.
Great music and memories. WABF 1480.
Give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show you care. I'll give a little bit. See the man with the lonely eyes. Oh.
WABF 1480 and Swap Shop. I played that song because it's talking about giving. Give a little bit. That's Supertramp. And we want our community to reach out and give a little bit to help the American Legion Post 199 restore their iconic historic building for the public and veterans to be able to use for many years to come. With me is retired Marine Captain Jerry Garcia, who is also commander of the American Legion Post. Let's recap a little bit what we did for those that might have missed the beginning of the show, of what it's going to take to rebuild the building and why we're reaching out to the community to not only outright donate, but to attend something and spend some money to help donate that way.
Absolutely. You know, that's part of the community support and engagement that we look for. And not just now, but in the future, that is the genesis also of the building reconstruction effort, because that will allow us or enable us to go ahead and do the community engagement and service on a greater scale. As I indicated to you previously, we're looking to have a bar restaurant on the first floor of the renovated building, event hosting facility on the second floor.
Okay, and we'll talk more about that. First, Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Morning. This is the cow man. I'm looking for a Jezebel. Looking for a Jezebel this morning. And my number is 635-9463.
Okay, so you're still looking for the Jersey cow, but you want a bull.
Oh, yeah, I want a bull.
Okay.
All right,
and that's 369-9463. I have, from your last call, I have
369-9463.
9463,
that's it.
Is that right? Okay. All right. Well, I'll put it back up to the top of the list since you called it.
All right.
Again. Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. Also, I found a moving sale that's going on tomorrow in Daphne. It's a 201 Greenbrier Circle. That is 201 Greenbrier Circle. Inside and outside, rain or shine, you can fill a bag with toys and clothes. There's kayaks, a deep freezer, washer, dryer, home decor, houseware, appliances, books, dog crate, and more. That is a moving sale in Daphne tomorrow, 7 a.m. until 201 Greenbrier Circle. So, thank you, Jerry. So, the second floor will be for us a venue to rent out
event
for hosting folks.
A facility for events, weddings, meetings, mm-hmm. and that type of thing. And it will also be used to host, veteran jazz fairs and other fundraising activities associated with the post, mm-hmm. and or support of veterans and their families. But one of the things that I want to bring up, and I would be remiss not to do so, I want to go ahead and thank the city, in particular Mayor Sullivan. She has been a great supporter of the American Legion and the efforts. Council members, including Jack Burrell, he's one of our members as well, and a strong supporter of the American Legion. Now, the effort for the grant as well that we received yesterday morning was led by the Honorable Joe Faust, who recently retired, and was very active in American Legion support, as well as Chris Elliott, Representative Chris Elliott, the Honorable Chris Elliott. So we're very grateful for them and their efforts in support of the American Legion, as well as that of the rest of the council members.
Yes.
And legislative officers.
If you missed the beginning of the program, and I have a picture up on our Facebook, so at the Legions, there was a presentation yesterday, $100,000 grant.
That is correct.
From the Baldwin County delegation, as you were just mentioning, to go towards the restoration of the American Legion Post 199 historic building. And you're bringing back some of what was lost over the years, like the outside porches upstairs. Is that the rendition of a drawing I saw?
Absolutely, because that's one of the things that we wanted to regain. When we went through the architectural selection process, it was relevant to us to go ahead and regain some of the old, because that building was so iconic on the original structure. But, you know, we wanted to kind of limit, you know, the amount of changes that we did, because we wanted to maximize the space utilization for the future. We need that. With that in mind, Rebecca over at Watershed did a magnificent job along with their staff on the initial building reconstruction plans. Everyone that has seen the new building design has been very pleased and amazed as to what we're looking forward to do with the building in the future and the look of it.
And I don't think you have that online yet, but I know that there is a lovely rendition and picture of the plans for the new building on display at the post itself in the canteen.
That is correct. And thank you for mentioning that, because we're in the process of construction now. One of the pages within the website to address building reconstruction, you know, past, present, future, and also place the QR code for potential donors to reach out to us.
Okay. Okay. Very good. And what are the hours of operation for the inside and the outside?
Okay, so we're closed on Mondays. That is the only day that we're closed to go in and kind of reconstitute ourselves for the week. We open the canteen Tuesday through Sunday. The hours are 4 to 9 normally, Tuesday through Thursday. Friday, we're open at 3 to 9. And then same thing for Saturday. It is 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Sunday is when we differ. We open at 12, both the Tiki Bar and the canteen. Now, for the Tiki Bar, we match the hours in the canteen, and we open starting Wednesday afternoon. So we go Wednesday, 3 to 9, 4 to 9, I'm sorry. Thursday, same thing. Friday is 3 to 9. Saturday is 3 to 9, and then Sunday, 12 to 9.
Okay. All right. And like you mentioned, it is family friendly for the beach area, the Tiki area.
Absolutely, because that's one of the things that we consider important as part of the community engagement. We want people to come in and relax, you know, not just the adults, but the you know, the entire family unit. So people are pleasantly surprised when they come down and they understand that we're, you know, family friendly. By that we mean not only the children, but also their dogs. The only thing we ask is that they be retained on a leash. And part of the requirement is, you know, they must be away from 10 feet from the serving area, in this case, the Tiki Bar. But beyond that, you know, it is wide open to roam and hang out. And it is one of the best locations on Sunday, because that's when the family time takes place.
Right.
You know, many a days and many a time. And so what better than to be able to come down, have a few drinks with your friends, have your children enjoy the beach, and your pup running around there with them as well.
And you have a food truck or two usually, right?
Well, we have the food truck up on next to the canteen, and we're looking to modify and improve the service a little bit. Well, we actually position service down by the Tiki Bar, so our customers don't have to go back upstairs to place an order and wait for the order. So we're modifying that in order to improve the service.
Very good. Well, Jerry, we've got about 4 minutes left. What would you like to tell us about that we haven't covered yet, or reiterate for our listeners?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I'd like to reach out to the community and thank them for their support, and let them know and understand that the American Legion, first and foremost, is not just about veterans and the family. It's also very much about the community at large. So please keep that in mind as we reach out and ask for donations, and know and understand that in the future, that American Legion will continue to serve veterans, their families, and the community abroad.
And during these hours of operation, it's open to the public.
It is, absolutely.
Yes. So on a Monday when it's closed, if a member wants to go throw a fishing pole, they can. That yes. part is still private.
Yeah, that part of the pier, that's the other thing. When people come down to see signs of members only, that is applicable to the pier, you know, especially when we're close because of we are private property. So the restriction is there to ensure the safety of people attending there, to ensure that, you know, as you indicated prior to that, is that is one of the benefits of membership of the American Legion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can come in, do fishing, crabbing. That's restricted to members and their guests.
Right. Okay. All right. And I notice, as I have done many times, some folks come by boat and tie up to enjoy a concert or a festivity.
Absolutely. And that's the other aspect that we're looking at. We're looking to go ahead and install a couple of finger piers to enable boaters to come in and offload, because right now the pier is kind of a challenge to get off your boat when you come in because it's so high.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. So the primary medium of getting in there right now, they come in and tie up, but it's a little bit of a struggle. So we're looking to improve the accessibility to boaters in the future as well.
Good. Very good. For more information, folks can log on to Facebook, American Legion, Post 199. You're still maintaining the website, too?
Yes, we are.
Is that American Legion, Post199.com? I believe. We'll pull it up and make sure.
Yes.
And as a reminder, they have open mic tonight on the beach from 6 until 9. Weather permitting, it could move inside. Saturday, karaoke on the beach from 6 until 9. And then on Sunday, live music pretty much every Sunday while the Tiki Bar is open. Disco Kiss on the beach from 4 until 8. And all of those are free. There is no admission. Now, the special concert series, we do have admission in order to continue to raise money for the Restoration Fund. If you can't or unable to get out and support the American Legion physically, as we mentioned, you can monetarily via the PayPal link on their Facebook page and their website, and then more is to come. You're going to, like you said, you're going to release the plans about the building and do more of a push for a campaign in the near future.
Absolutely. The actual construction documents should be completed by next month, and then they go straight to the city for a permit issue and review. And so we're looking forward to starting reconstruction of the building sometime in the late October, early November time frame.
Okay. And I know it's like having a crystal ball. Any idea of a completion goal?
Well, the completion goal is a harder moving target because we're looking at a process of approximately 12 to 18 months
once
it starts. We're looking to compress that. But right now, until the actual construction documents are completed, it's kind of hard for us to go ahead and define that a little bit more adequately.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Larry, and I appreciate you having us by, and thank you so much, and we appreciate the support of the American Legion.
Absolutely. Retired Marine Captain and Commander of the American Legion, Post 199, that's Jerry Garcia. If you missed part of this, or you want to tell a friend, y'all will be able to